For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Redlands police are investigating an altercation that led to a hit and run and shots fired early Sunday morning. Witnesses reported an altercation between several people in front of the underground bar in downtown Redlands around 1:30 a.m. One of the involved parties then got into a Tesla, drove away, and sped back minutes later. The Tesla struck four people who were standing outside the bar. At the same time, an unknown suspect fired several shots, striking the window of a business. No shooting victims were reported. Meanwhile, all the hit-and-run victims were transported to the hospital with major injuries. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Redlands Police Department. Environmental groups are trying to prevent the development of land in Big Bear that experts say would harm rare wildlife, including beloved bald eagles Jackie and Shadow. The public has opposed the planned luxury housing development and marina for more than two decades. San Bernardino County approved the development of the area known as Moon Camp last fall despite opposition. Moon Camp is less than a mile from Jackie and Shadow's nest. Friends of Big Bear Valley, which operates the Bald Eagle Livestream, said in a statement the developer agreed to give San Bernardino Mountain Land Trust the option to purchase and preserve the land permanently. Sandy Steers, who died earlier this month, helped negotiate the deal. SaveMoonCamp.org launched last week to raise $10 million by July to purchase Moon Camp. The fundraiser is being held in honor of Steers. As of Friday, they raised nearly $200,000. San Bernardino Diocese Bishop Alberto Rojas said he is praying to, quote, an end to the violation of human dignity as part of his annual Lenten message. The Lenten season began last week with Ash Wednesday and lasts through Easter. Rojas said in his prepared message, the diocese doesn't condone unlawful entry into the country, but says current immigration enforcement is unacceptable. Rojas and other Catholic clergy across California have also been critical of ICE's treatment of immigrants inside detention centers. Last December, Rojas and other clergy visited the Adelanto ICE Processing Center to pray with detainees. Rojas says he hopes this moment of spiritual renewal will help Catholics become more compassionate. Over 600 members of the California Young Democrats gathered this weekend at the California Democratic Party Convention in San Francisco. Many say they're undecided in the crowded race for governor, looking for a candidate who will address the issues that matter most to young voters, especially affordability. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
In light of compromise, we would like to propose a 8% wage increase in 2025.
Jesus. Sorry. That's a mock bargaining session during the convention hosted by the Young Democrats Labor Caucus. Tom Steele played management.
It felt very challenging because I'm a very pro-labor person, and so all of the arguments that I had to make, I have heard other people in management make.
The 28-year-old says exercises like this matter as young Californians struggle with rising housing costs and wages that haven't kept up. Rebecca Payne, 27, represented labor.
We're getting to that age where we're thinking about buying a house, and it feels very unattainable right now.
Young Democrats also say they want a governor willing to push back against the Trump administration and protect immigrant communities. But caucus chair Lauren Wynn says no candidate has locked in young voters.
I sincerely hope that the party listens to young people, but ultimately I think the right candidate will get the nomination, and I'll be happy to throw my support behind a Democratic candidate, especially if it's against a Republican. But yeah.
With no official endorsement yet and Republicans polling competitively, many here say they're still waiting to see who earns their support. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
Dozens of flights between the East Coast and LAX are being canceled. That's because of the blizzard that is pounding a large swath of the nation's eastern seaboard. As of 4:30 a.m., more than 119 flights into and out of LAX were canceled. At least 30 of those were flights to New York's JFK, New Jersey's Newark, and Boston's Logan airports. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.